Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Adam Gilbert. Adam, are you ready to do this?
I am ready.
Excellent. Let's do this. Adam is the founder of My Body Tutor, an accountability platform customizing nutrition and fitness programs. I'm excited to have you on. Adam, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So I am a father of two boys. I eat, sleep, breathe, health, and fitness. It's been my passion for a long time, and it started for several reasons. This will lead into why I do what I do. My sister used food as an escape when she was younger. My parents got divorced when I was 4; she was 9 years old. So I think she used food as a coping mechanism. And then I'd always hear her scream and cry whenever she get ready for big events. And, you know, I saw that firsthand, and it definitely left an impact on me, you know, and at times when she, you know, was feeling good and had lost weight, you know, you could just tell she was a different person. She had great, you know, great confidence. Just everything about her was different. When I was in seventh grade, my father had a heart attack. Me and my sister actually drove him to the hospital. 2 days later, he had a triple bypass surgery. And then shortly after that, he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So seeing him deteriorate mentally and physically throughout the years really, really had an impact on me. So it's a combination of those things that really spurred my passion for health and fitness. I realized just how precious it is. I realized that, health is really, of course, without health, there's nothing. That made me so passionate about helping others, because again, when you take care of yourself and you have your health and fitness, it impacts every aspect of life. So that led me to kind of eventually pursue my passion for health and fitness, and start My Body Tutor.
Nice. I certainly appreciate all that. We're having this conversation on May 8th, and you know what? I'm with you. I'm very passionate about wellness, and that comes in so many different forms. And I've been having so many conversations right now about how to prepare yourself financially once we're past this. But I think that hopefully it's a time when people are looking at their bodies and their diet and exercise programs, because being physically resilient and having a strong immune system is the best way to fight off any ailment or disease. So I think this is such an important time.
Absolutely.
So, so many things that I want to dig in on. When you look at so many of the problems that the population has with being obese or overweight, what do you point to and say, okay, this is one of the main reasons, or these are the reasons this is happening?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, one of the main reasons why people are overweight is, you know, our environment is just set up it's set up for us to fail. You know, there's food everywhere. You go to a supermarket, there's just tons of junk food and tons of indulgent food all around us. We see commercials, we see advertisements. There's just so much of that everywhere. So it's the environment is not, does not make it easy for us to eat healthy, although it is shifting. But really, you know, it comes down to three things in terms of like why people are overweight. You know, number one, it's that they don't have a plan that they can actually stick with. I think too many people try to start these crazy diets, you know, whether it's a shake diet or a cookie diet or no carb diet or a lettuce diet or a no fun diet or whatever the diet of the month or year is. You know, you can only follow these diets for so long. They're not sustainable, right? They're not practical. They're not based on people's lives. Like, it's just this cookie cutter kind of thing. And, you know, the compliance rate on these is very low. So that's one reason. Another reason is, you know, most people only change the food they're eating. And if the only thing changing is the food you're eating, you're not going to change for the long term. It's really critical that you change your relationship with food, your mindset, your habits, your psychology. So that's important. And of course, you know, without accountability, I mean, it's just, it is too easy to make excuses. It's too easy to rationalize to ourselves during and after a long day. And this isn't only applicable to health and fitness. It's applicable to any goal we're pursuing. So I think those are the three reasons why people can't stick to a diet and can't kind of reach their health and fitness goals. But ultimately, I think it's the environment that we all live in is just really set up for people to be overweight, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, certainly appreciate all that. And I really think that it's right on. So, all right. So you look out at this problem. You say, okay, I've got so much personal experience with this. I'm so passionate about it. How can I actually help people and have an impact? So tell me how you decided to structure your program and why it's been effective.
Yeah, I mean, so just a quick backstory. So, you know, I didn't have the courage to kind of pursue my health and fitness passions full time. Until 2 years out of college. For the first 2 years out of college, I was working in corporate America, and I was always the go-to guy for health and fitness. I'd always give partners and clients and colleagues advice, and it was always the same story. It was always, you know, I love the plan you made for me, but, and it was like I caught up with my kids, I got caught up with work, happy hour, the Real Housewives, whatever it might be, right? Well, back then, the Housewives, I don't even think existed, but you know what I'm saying, reality TV. Like, there was just always some sort of excuse. And I realized that these people knew what to do. I had given them a great plan. They couldn't stick with it. And that's where the idea of daily accountability came into play. And I eventually, you know, after 2 years, I quit my full-time job in January of 2007. I started My Body Tutor in February 2007. And the main idea was that we're going to offer our clients daily accountability. And the fact that we're in communication with our clients, we're guiding them, we're supporting them, we're coaching them, we're holding them accountable every single day is critical, because anything and everything that gets in the way of consistency, which is ultimately the key to success in any facet of life, we're going to help them get through. And that's why we get the results we do.
Nice. I appreciate that. Yeah. Great plan that you made, but life got in the way. So unfortunately I slipped up, and you know, I think that's true. I mean, just classic behavior gap, right? Like, I intellectually understand what I'm supposed to be doing, that I'm supposed to be eating and exercising correctly, but, you know, for whatever reason, it's not working. So we talk about daily accountability.
Exactly. I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, I mean, you know, so many of our clients feel like they could write a diet book themselves. In fact, frighteningly enough, I mean, we have clients who've written New York Times bestselling diet books. And, you know, we have doctors, we have personal trainers, we have weight loss coaches, we have personal, like I said, we have all sorts of people who know exactly what to do to lose weight. But the truth is, there's a big difference between knowing what to do and actually doing it. You know, and that's the area I obsess over. I mean, that's that question, solving that question, why can't we do what we know how to do, what we know we should do, you know, is, you know, my life's work.
Yeah. And so you've developed this device or this tool where people are getting some kind of it's like an email or a call or what?
So, yeah. So when a client signs up, you know, they're going to fill out a questionnaire. Based on that questionnaire, I'm going to pair them with a coach. I match all of our clients with our coaches personally. They will have an initial phone consultation with their coach. We'll talk about their current diet, their current exercise. Most importantly, we're going to create a plan for them that they feel comfortable with. Because too often we start these crazy diets that, you know, we just can't stick with. So we're going to make sure they feel comfortable with it. And then the real magic happens. Every day after, they'll use our easy to use mobile app or website. They'll enter their food. They'll enter their exercise. If it was an exercise day, they'll submit their report. And then every day after that, their very own coach is writing back with personalized feedback, suggestions, and encouragement. And again, the fact that we're in communication with them, guiding them, coaching them, supporting them, makes all the difference. So essentially, we're going to tell our client, we tell our clients what to do, but we're making sure they actually do it day in and day out.
Got it. Now, I think it seems to me that more often than not, the correct answer to these problems is one of the simplest ones. It's like, okay, if you're not getting ahead financially, we need to look at your cash flow and how you're spending and are you budgeting? And here it's you need to be exercising consistently and eating a proper diet. Do you think that people complicate this too much?
So this is a great question, and it's an answer a lot of people don't like to hear. But ultimately, I think many of us are in search of this magic pill, this magic solution.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like people come to me and they say, tell me how to lose weight. And I'm like, oh, well, ultimately, we need to find a diet that you can stick with, you know, because really diet is 80% weight loss. But we need to find a diet you can stick with. We need to find an exercise plan you enjoy and help you do that consistently. And they're like, no, tell me something else. It's like, tell me how to lose weight without eating healthy
right.
and without exercising, right? I'll do anything but those two things. And there's a part of us, you know, whether it's business, fitness, any aspect of life that is in search of the magic pill, the magic solution. You know, and one of my goals is to dispel this myth that there is some sort of thing. You know, the truth is the only secret is there is no secret. The secret is consistency and finding a plan that you can stick with and then getting any and all the help and support and expertise and guidance you can to help you stick with it. Because listen, sticking with it is hard. There's times where you don't feel like doing it. There's times where you don't feel like showing up. There's times where, you know, for money, you might not feel like saving or, you know, making the right investment, whatever it might be, right? Like there's things that get in the way. And without accountability, without support, it's too easy to kind of revert back to our old ways and give into that inner voice we all have.
Yeah, I totally appreciate that. And that really is the linchpin, right? It's like you look at online courses and 95% of them don't get completed because when things get hard, people bail out on them. And so,
exactly.
Exactly. So it's such a, and I think that's probably the reason why organizations like yours or Weight Watchers or CrossFit or Alcoholics Anonymous, there's that supportive community that I at least perceive is built in. And when the times do get hard, you can sort of rely back. Do you find that?
Yeah.
Is there a time where people do then move from accountability to self-discipline? And I don't want to say that they outgrow a program like this because that's not the right term, but that they no longer need it?
Yeah. Our goal is to create a independence, not a dependence, for sure. Our goal is to make this the last program our clients ever do. And the only way to do that is to create a new relationship with food, to create healthy habits, to create new mindsets, to change the way our clients think and react to food. And really the way we do that is, you know, we help them develop all that so that by the time they reach their goal, they can stick with it and it feels somewhat effortless. It feels like second nature. And that's our goal. I mean, our goal, like I said, we want our clients to remain successful. We want this to be the last program they ever do. And the only way to do that is to change what's going on between their ears. And that's it's a big part of the work we do.
Yeah. And that's no small feat right there. So when we talk about change somebody's relationship with food, what does that mean?
Yeah. So I think, you know, a very simple thing is like, you know, for example, most plans really only focus on the food you're eating, right? So, you know, it's like, all right, you should eat this or you shouldn't eat this, but you know, one of the ways to change your relationship with food is to understand why you're eating, right? Why you're eating in the first place. And when you start to understand why you're eating, it's a lot easier to change what you're eating. When you start to understand your triggers, what's driving your behavior, right? Every behavior we do, whether it's positive or negative, serves us in some way, even though it sounds counterintuitive, but a negative behavior in that moment is serving us in some way. And when we start to understand that, again, it's a lot easier to find different coping mechanisms. It's a lot easier to find different reactions to those triggers, you know, and that's what we work on day by day. You know, I would say if you change a ship one plank at a time, eventually it becomes a new ship. And that's exactly what we're doing with our clients is we're changing their mindset kind of one day at a time, one feedback report at a time, you know, one interaction with their coach at a time, you know, and that's how it happens. You know, just typically you come home after a day of a tough day at work, or these days, you know, you have a tough day at work and you're at home all day, you know, and you're bored. You know, instead of kind of going right to the kitchen and grabbing a bag of chips, we would say, all right, like, what are you feeling? Let's explore that and work on, you know, a different way to handle that. And it sounds way easier said than done. And again, that's where having an expert coach and someone to kind of guide you through it makes all the difference. Yeah. But that's ultimately the way to do it.
I appreciate that. Do you think that anybody can lose weight?
So one of the hardest things I've had to learn is I can only help those who want to be helped. I'm 13 years in. I started this in 2007. You know, it's, I really want to help as many people as I can, but I can only help those who want to be helped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I've learned is that I can only help people change, or I can only help people fix their problems until I understand why they like having them. I can only help people fix their problems until I find out why they like having them. And some people like being overweight too much. And again, that sounds absolutely ridiculous. That sounds totally counterintuitive, but for a lot, I shouldn't say for a lot, but for some people, it's a safety blanket. It protects them. It allows them to stay in their comfort zone. And, you know, sometimes we encounter people who, you know, say they want to make the changes, who say they want to kind of get to where they want to be. But at that point, they are unwilling. And, you know, it doesn't happen often. But when it does, we talk to them about it. And sometimes people just say, you know what, I'm happy where I am, or I'm unwilling to do the work. And, you know, what is great is we keep in touch with these people, you know, and then they, when they are truly ready, then we get it done. But yeah, sometimes people just, you know, are scared to step out of their comfort zone, and they're scared to kind of leave the old story or their old narrative, so to speak, that keeps them insulated and, you know, grow into a new one.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I've got down written on my notes here, body positivity. Do you have thoughts on the whole body positivity movement or whatever it is?
Not really. Listen, it's no, I don't really have many thoughts on it, to be honest.
Damn, fair enough. Fair enough, man. I like it. Understanding and being mindful of the reasons that you're doing the behaviors that you're doing. I think that the more we can do that, and that goes for everything, how we respond to our loved ones, how we're consuming, consuming food or ordering things online, whatever, just being more mindful of how that's happening, why it's happening, and what those triggers are. I think that's so valuable. Well, Adam, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Difference-making tip. Going forward, before you eat, I want you to take a deep breath and ask yourself, am I hungry or am I eating to change the way I feel? Am I hungry or am I eating to change the way I feel? And what you'll find is, more often than not, you're reaching for food because you're not actually physically hungry. You're hungry for something else. So give yourself the opportunity to pause before you eat and see how you feel. And I bet you'll find that you're not actually hungry for food. You're hungry for something else. Stress relief, a distraction, an escape, not feeling overwhelmed, etc. So that is my tip for you guys.
I like it. That is great stuff. That definitely it. Come on.
Come on.
Adam, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and My Body Tutor?
Sure. Thanks so much. You know, mybodytutor.com, that is where I live. You can find us on the socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and My Body Tutor. And, you know, we also have a free 7-day course on mybodytutor.com. Just scroll to the bottom. And, you know, it's an amazing free 7-day course. Many people who've gone through it have told us it's better than anything they paid for. It is 100% free. And, of course, if you're looking for expert coaching guidance, we're there to help you as well.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Adam your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to mybodytutor.com. Check out the free 7-day class. Check out all the great resources and follow him on social media. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Adam.
Thanks so much for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.
Moro Casino. America.
Moca Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.